On the north side of the Columbia River in the gorge, all the land slopes southward from Mount Adams to the Columbia River, and the rivers flow from north to the south to the Columbia River and allows birds from all elevation habitats to freely move east and west through the gorge and populate any spot that's suitable for them. From high spots like Larch Mountain in Clark County, you can look eastward and see the grasslands of Goldendale. So a bird flying 1,000 feet higher than you can see exactly where they're going to go through with no problems at all, and they follow those routes. With this lack of barriers in the Columbia Gorge for passage for anything, birds from the east side and the west side intermingle in the Columbia Gorge because there is nothing to stop them from moving up or downstream. So you end up with any little pockets of habitat can hold a species that's from a different area. At North Bonneville, the grasslands of Hamilton Strawberry Island will attract western meadowlarks and gray catbird and other species that usually associate with the east of the mountains, and the canyon wrens that nest on Beacon Rock are far out of their normal habitat in the dry side of the mountains, nesting in an area that gets 100 inches of rain a year. I'm Wilson Cady. I'm a third generation Skamania County resident, a retired forest products worker. I'm a founding member of the Vancouver Audubon Society.